Greetings to you all again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many praises to God for His many blessings that He gave me and to you in the past days, past years, and even last night. I need your prayers. I have a little small headache this morning, but I am all right. I want to share a small thought which God gave to my heart, which I want to share with you. Not for a long time, but a few minutes. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33.
Now a parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
Praise God for the scripture.
Yes.
This is one of the parables that we see in Matthew chapter 13. Parable, the word parable came from two words, parabellos. Parabellos means side by side. So Jesus always taught the children at that time, people at that time, through parables. Parable is an earthly story with heavenly meaning. So Jesus always taught through earthly stories which has got some heavenly meanings in it. In the New Testament we see about 38 parables spoken by Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 13, we see 8 parables told by Jesus. And of that 8 parables, this parable is an important one. Jesus said, He compared kingdom of heaven unto leaven. Jesus many times gave warning to be careful towards the leaven of Pharisees and scribes.
Yes.
But this leaven is not the leaven of Pharisees.
Right.
This leaven is gospel. And in this scripture we see a woman and leaven. Leaven in the hands of a woman. This woman represents Church of God. And leaven represents gospel.
Yes.
And gospel, the leaven gospel is being given to the woman, Church of God.
Yes.
So leaven is given to our hands.
Amen.
And we read that this woman, she mixed that leaven with three measures of meal. So it's very important to know that gospel has been given to His children, not to anybody else. Gospel is not given to angels to preach. Gospel is not given to any other beings. gospel has been given to us in our hands. Gospel has been given to the church of God, the woman church of God, and it is our duty to preach gospel. It is our duty to leaven the whole world. Praise God. And what does this three measures of meal mean? There are different interpretations for that. But when a person is concerned, body, soul and spirit are the three meals of a person. A person is made of three meals. Body, spirit and soul. This whole three meals should be leavened. Praise God. Through gospel. So gospel is the leaven, and that leaven gospel will when it go through a human being, it will leaven his body, soul and spirit. And another interpretation which I want to tell you, after the flood at the time of Noah, this world has been repeopled through three sons of Noah. Yes. I think you understand that.
Yes.
After the flood of Noah's time,
yes,
this world has been repeopled,
yes,
through three sons of Noah.
Shem,
Ham, and Japheth.
Yes.
And all Jews came from Shem. And all black people, Africans, came from Ham. And all Gentiles came from Japheth. So this world, now the present world, is from the three sons of Noah. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Jews from Shem, black people from Ham, and Gentiles from Japheth. We belong to Japheth's descendants. We are all Japheth's descendants. So, the whole world consists of three meals, three measures of meal. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And we need to preach gospel to all these three measures of meal.
Yes.
All these three measures of meal has to be leavened,
yes,
before our Lord Jesus come back.
Amen.
And it is the duty of the woman to mix this leaven with this all three measures of meal.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
In Genesis we read, when Abraham, Father Abraham, was sitting in front of the tent at Mamre, he saw three guests coming to his home, to his tent. Angels of God. Anyway, three visitors, three guests coming to his tent. As soon as he met them, he went to the tent, inside the tent, and asked Sarah to take three measures of meal and make bread for them. So three measures of meal has got something important in the Bible.
Yes.
Three measures of meal.
Yes.
So that woman who has that leaven, she mixed that leaven with three measures of meal. Until all the meal got leavened, changed. Praise God.
Yes,
now, I want your attention to the first, to the church in first century, apostles' time. There we can see representatives of these three measures of meal being got saved. In Acts chapter 8, we see the conversion of the representative of Ham, and that was Eunuch. Eunuch was the descendant, or he belongs to Ham. And there we see the conversion of Eunuch. And this gospel, leaven, changed the eunuch in Acts chapter 8. And then, next chapter, in Acts chapter 9, we have a picture of the descendant of Shem, that's Paul, Saul. Saul, he came from Shem, and he got changed in Acts chapter 9. We have the picture of conversion of Saul in Acts chapter 9. And the third, next, Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, we have the representative of a Gentile. That's Cornelius. Cornelius belongs to Japheth family, Gentile family. And he got converted or saved in Acts chapter 10. So in three chapters, Acts chapter 8, 9 and 10, we have the picture of conversion of each representative from Ham, Shem and Japheth. Three meals. So likewise, it's our responsibility today to mix this leaven, gospel, with the whole world, with all people in this world.
Amen.
The three meals, three measures of meals in this world need to be changed, converted,
yes,
got saved, then only our Lord Jesus Christ come.
Yes.
Why our Lord Jesus Christ tarry to come? Because we are not preaching the gospel to every nook and corner. We have to mix this leaven to all the three measures of the meal. Three measures of meal. Then only he comes. Praise God. So here we read the church of God. The woman, she mixed the gospel leaven with three measures of meal. And we read, she did not mix that leaven with wheat, corn of wheat, but meal. That means that wheat must be powdered. Must be contrite, broken down.
Yes. Yes,
gospel never work in a hard heart, but the heart must be broken.
Yes.
The heart must be contrite.
Amen.
Contrite spirit, that's the sacrifice which God likes.
Amen.
So, our heart must be broken down just like meal.
Yes.
Contrite heart, spirit, just like meal.
Yes.
So that this leaven must work in heart.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And after she mixed this leaven with this meal, there is a sudden quick change in the meal.
Right.
All meal changed.
Yes.
And we will not see any outward changes. After we mixing the leaven with the meal, the color may not change. No change in the shape, no change to the color, but change inward.
Yes.
When a man or a woman gets saved, his color may not change.
Right.
shape may not change, no change in the height or weight, but change inward, inside, change in the heart. The dove is the same. After the leaven mixed with the meal, the dove is the same, but change in the quality. When a man gets saved, he is a new creature inside. So, such a sudden, quick, great change in the heart, when this leaven gospel go into the heart, broken heart, contrite spirit, and he will be a new person. Praise to the good Lord. What a change! Great change! But it's our duty to mix this leaven gospel to the three measures of meal.
Yes.
And great change to the dove. And what's the next step? After change, now the dove is being taken to the oven.
Yes.
Oven. That experience is not a nice experience. Experience in oven is not a pleasure, is not a happy one. Hot in it. Hard experience. Sufferings in it. And it's not a easy going experience in the oven. But remember, when you get saved, when you get all change through the leaven, you need to go through that oven.
Yes.
You are supposed to go through that experience of oven.
Yes.
You must stay some hours, some time, some periods in that oven.
That's right.
For what? After a few time, you will be taken out of the oven.
That's right.
Very nice bread. And then your position will be in the table of the master. After you go through oven, you will be taken from the oven and will be placed in the table of the master.
Amen.
The master is going to use you. Praise God. The master of the home is going to use you. And that position, that privilege, is a wonderful, honorable privilege. Praise God. So, all of the dove is now being in the table of the master for use. I want to tell you, in USA, God wants you to use in His hands, in His table.
Yes.
But if you are not saved, here is the leaven.
Amen.
In the hands of the woman.
Yes.
Church of God in USA has a great responsibility. It's our responsibility to use this leaven, to mix this leaven with three measures of meal. Not only in America, but in all parts of this world. Three measures of meal. Why should anyone hear the gospel twice before everyone has heard it once? I will repeat again. Why should anyone hear the gospel twice before everyone has heard it once? We talk of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Many has not heard the first coming of Jesus Christ yet. We talk and talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ in the church, in the chapel. Remember, many in this world has not heard about the first coming of Christ yet. If you go to North India, in different parts of India, and if you say, talk about Jesus, and you will get the reply, what is Jesus? Is candy? Is it something good to eat? Is it something sweet to eat? That's what they ask. They have never heard about Jesus. Never heard the name Jesus. Many, many in this world, three measures of meal. We want all Jews to be get saved. We want all African people to get saved. We want all Gentiles in this world to get saved. Three measures of meals. It's our duty to preach, to mix this leaven with the three measures of meal. If we don't do that, we do not well. So, and after mixing this leaven with the three measures of meal, God is going to use that dove passing through heaven to his table, and that will be a wonderful privilege. So, let us pray together. Let us work together with this vision in our heart.
Amen.
Vision and passion must go together. Vision without passion makes a visionary. Passion without vision makes drudgery. But a vision with passion makes a missionary. So we need missionaries. And if you want to be a missionary, vision and passion must go together. And if we always give attention to the front rows, but we always neglect the back rows. We neglect the back rows. Front rows, there we serve them again and again and again, overeating. Front rows. We serve them, they eat indigestion because of serving always to the front rows, eating indigestion. And those people make problems in this world always, in the churches. The people in front rows always make problems because they eat, overeating, indigestion makes problems. And we neglect many in the back rows. They have not eaten even one time. They did not get even a bread one time. We give attention to the front rows always. They make troubles. I heard of the people in Rome. I heard about the people in Rome. They eat, and stomach fill. Still food in the table. They go out, they omit, again come back, eat, full of stomach, again go out, omit, and come back and eat. Or eating. That's the nature of, I heard about Romans. But we must have a special attention towards the back rows.
Yes. Amen.
How many of you are ready to go to the back rows? To serve the people in the back rows?
Yes.
With the leaven gospel.
Yes.
Let us mix the leaven gospel to those in the back rows. Three measures of meal. Let them be leavened.
Yes.
Let them be go through the oven. Let them be the bread in the hands of the master.
Amen.
Or the table of the master. And if we do that, we'll get reward in heaven.
Yes, that's
That's our great responsibility.
Yes, amen.
The church must go into the world and not the world into the church.
Yes.
We always preach in between the four walls, in the chapel, giving food to the people again and again. I'm not against that, but we have to give attention to the back rows also. So, kingdom of God. Jesus said, kingdom of God is like, kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, gospel, which a woman, church of God, took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
Yes.
The whole world must be leavened. The whole world must be the partakers of heaven. Praise God.
Yes.
Christianity is not something conception, but contagion. Contagion means just like a contagious disease spread from one person to another. Christianity must spread from us to another, to other people. Just like contagious disease. Christianity is not merely conception, but contagion. So we must have that vision in our life. More chances there in India to go with this leaven, to mix with many measures of meal there. There are many chances in USA also.
Yes.
Though this is a Christian nation, there are many people in America who has nothing to do with Christianity, nothing to do with Christ. So you need not go to India or Africa or any other land. You have the opportunity to go to your neighbors.
Amen.
There are many in your own village, many in your own neighboring places who has not leavened yet with this gospel.
Amen.
Leaven gospel. If you have that burden, then we are fulfilling the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we fail to do that, we have to give an account to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
so kingdom of God is like, kingdom of heaven is like a leaven in the hands of woman, church of God.
Yes.
If we don't do that, angels are not going to do that. If we don't do that, who else are going to do? So, may God bless with this small thought. I find difficult to explain it in English language. I believe you understood what I said this morning.
Yes.
The woman is church of Christ, not church of God. Let us arise. Let us go. Just like the people of Gennesaret did.
Yes.
Gennesaret. When Jesus went over to Gennesaret, the people of Gennesaret knew Jesus.
Yes.
And when they knew Jesus, they did 3 things. We read in the scripture. They sought, they brought, they besought. They sought for the sick people, needy people in that village, whole Gennesaret.
Yes.
They sought for them.
Yes.
Next step, they brought them to Christ. Third step, they besought for them to Christ.
Yes.
So we need to do those 3 things. First, seek. They sought, they brought, they besought.
Yes.
Because they knew Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Knowing and going must go together. If we know, we have to go, knowing and going. There are 2 experiences in the New Testament. Come and see, go and tell. Those who had the experience of come and see must have the experience of go and tell. Come and see. That's good. We all came to Jesus and saw His glory. But if we had that experience of come and see, then we need to go and tell. Gospel means go and spell. Go and tell. And if we don't do that, then the leaven is in our hands, but we don't do anything with that leaven. Still in our hands. Still in our hands. God, Jesus, handed over the leaven in our hands. In the hands of each and every one of us. Each members of Church of God in USA, in America, in India, and everywhere in this world. We have to mix this leaven with the three measures of meal. Until all the three measures, Jews and all Gentiles and all black people, all men in this world should be leavened.
Yes.
That will be a wonderful experience.
Yes. Yes.
And then we will all these three measures of meal got saved, and all these three measures of meal come together for a camp meeting. Wonderful meeting. Wonderful. See, not many when compared to the people in USA, not many in the camp meetings. Few. Why? Because we fail to leaven, to mix this leaven with the three measures of meal. When our Lord Jesus come, He come to get these jewels into a casket and go. And we must be one of the jewels in that casket. And we will be given reward according to the work that we did for Him.
Yes.
If we fail to spread gospel, we do not well. The four lepers said, we do not well. So may this small thought be a blessing to you, and may the Lord talk to you, take decision to work for God, to win souls, to go with the gospel. May God bless you.